You're in the right place at the right time for Let's Talk Live Now. Here's your host, Miss V on the scene.
And if you don't know, you need to ask somebody, but you are in the right place at the right time. And we have in the Zone studio the one and only A. Kim McCray, health and wellness coach, owner operator of McCray Enterprises, a web-based wellness solution. Kim, are you ready to just bring it on to us some more?
Either bring it on some more. This has been so much fun.
I agree. I agree totally about that. I am so glad you're here. I can't say that enough. I have learned a lot. I have confirmed a lot, and so have my listeners. And for those of you who would like to dial in again, don't be shy. She don't bite. She'll just take your ice cream away. But that toll-free number is 888-463-6748. If you can dial in, then tell someone and share this information, because she is giving us incredible tools for a lifelong good health, and I'm glad about it. Kim, just back up here just a second. I want to get more into what it is your offerings are, of course, in your wellness plan. We had just finished off talking about honey, and you're using pure cane sugar and all that kind of stuff. Pure cane. For those of us who do that, talk to me very quickly and to my listeners. Share with us some things we need to be presenting to our doctors, regardless of our health condition. What are some of the questions and thoughts and tests we should be asking for? Could you give us some suggestions?
Yes, that's a good question, because a lot of times we are, as the people sometimes, have been in the mentality that, that we are being tested, or everything that the doctor is doing for us is enough. And sometimes you have to really ask him questions. If you're feeling certain ways, if you're noticing things about yourself, there's certain tests, like you should have your hemoglobin test, the AC1 test done. You should have different things with that test that are available. There are tests that are available, that we don't ordinarily get or naturally get unless we ask for them. So if there are certain things that you are aware of that's happening inside of you, let's say that you're not getting enough rest, you're not sleeping, or you have a weakness, or there's something going on with your breathing or everything like that, you need to get tests for your respiratory condition. You need to get your blood sugar tested. You need to make sure that you're checking that your blood pressure isn't too high. And there are just certain things that you can go beyond just a regular physical exam, that you just, the tests that are important to you, you need to know what's going on inside of you and tell the doctor. If you feel that he's given you something, a medication, or he hasn't given you what you need, ask for it. The medication is making you sleepy. There's a lot of dangerous side effects to medication. Don't be afraid to talk to your doctor about it. Don't be afraid to challenge him on it and say, this is not working, especially if you're taking more than one medication. I really stress that, because I've seen a lot of people fighting back from that, and it creates other problems in their bodies. Sometimes you just cannot do all of that. And I feel that you need to speak to your doctor about that especially. And if you're having anything where your frequent urination, not sleeping through the night, of course, insomnia is a big indication of that. Ask and speak to your doctor. Call them up. Nothing is too simple, because you never know. The smallest thing could mean something else. And not to put fear in you, but always be sure to question. Ask as many questions as possible. When you're given medication, ask about them. Read about the side effects. Go online and learn more about them. That's really what I suggest a lot.
Excellent, excellent. You are giving us permission, even if some of us were in doubting it, to take control of our own health and well-being. Is that what you're saying to the listeners and to me?
Most definitely you have to. I mean, Valerie, I have to tell you, it started with my grandmother, because she was one that never asked questions. She just accepted. And when I started going with her to the doctors, I started asking more questions, and it just trained me to ask more questions. And I remember one time when I was given some medication, and the doctor was by the fifth note, I kept saying, "What is all of this? And can I take all of this together?" And he said yes. And I took them, and you know, I'm different. Maybe somebody else would have been able to take all of those things together, but I wasn't able to. And I learned from that, and that made me start seeking out a more natural, live way to treat what's going on inside of my body.
Awesome, awesome. Exercise, that just popped into my head. Talk to us about exercise and how it can be a regimen, not something that will, you know, challenge you to boredom. Talk to us about exercise, the value of it, and how can anyone of any age group do some exercising?
Well, exercise is really important, and I have to be honest with you. There were times when I really had to force myself to exercise, and what I've learned from that is that you got to do something that's fun, something that's going to get the job done but be fun at the same time. And if you want to do it at home, if you don't want to join a gym, you can do it at home with DVDs. There are a lot of dance. I love dance, and I think almost everybody I know loves dancing. And if you work up a sweat, 30 minutes dancing to a dance exercise DVD, you're going to enjoy that, and you're going to really benefit your body. I mean, your body is going to go, you know what I mean? Because it just releases everything. It just releases a lot of times. People don't realize it, but just by exercising, just by doing dancing and laughing, you're just releasing endorphins all through your body, and you just feel good. You get like a high, a natural high. And walking, of course, is really important. Everybody can do that. And just get out there and walk. Walk with your family. Walk with some friends. Go walk in the park, especially if you have a dog. That's real cool, you know, because you get to walk with your dog. Your dog gets to walk and have friends. And you walk and meet new people. And just keep it going. Just steadily keep it going. Be constant with it. And that will be great. One of them, another exercise that I like, and that a lot of people is doing right now, sweeping the country, is called rebounding. Have you heard of that?
Well, not yet. What is that all about? Sounds like something you do with an old boyfriend. What is a rebound? Sorry, different segment, different show. But what is this exercise?
It has nothing to do with an old boyfriend. Thank God. But rebounding. Or a rebounder, or a mini trampoline, as they call it, has wonderful effects on the body. And a rebounder or a mini trampoline, you get on and you just bounce up and down. And you can go on any website and order one, or you could go into a Kmart and order one, or you can go anywhere and get one. And they come also with a company DVD. And what rebounding does, the benefits of rebounding, it affects every organ and is directly related to the efficiency of the lymphatic system and the immune function. And most people don't know, but the lymphatic system is a defense mechanism against infection, viruses, bacteria, and disease. And so when you rebound, oh my goodness, it's a gentle, no impact exercise, and it burns more calories than jogging. It strengthens your heart. It improves your circulation. It stimulates the flow in your lymphatic system. It helps slow the effects of aging, honey. It revitalizes your vision, reduces stress, and it benefits children with learning disabilities and cystic fibrosis. So it can be adjusted to your fitness level. It's easy on the joints and the back. And it could be done at home, at your convenience.
Kim, I just want you to know that my producer has made it clear that he is getting something out of this dialogue with you also. He's flexing his muscles.
That's awesome.
And says, It works for him. You're on point, beloved. So I just want you to know that. If you want to join the conversation in these last few minutes with my special guest, A. Kim McCray. We call her Kim. She is a health and wellness coach and the owner-operator of McCray Enterprises, which is a web-based wellness solution. Please reach out to Kim via email at akim, that's with two C's, for McCray at gmail.com. The sister is awesome. She's laying it out personally and intimately, and I appreciate her for that. I just want to throw something in here, a little segue, Kim. I had a health challenge that required me to go see a physician about possible arthritis. And we're talking about exercise. There's a reason for this. Now, I just want you to know, I sat there and that man went through the whole explanation of what was going on with my right knee and blah, blah, blah. And he explained it in all the medical terms. Then he turns around and he looked at me square in the face and he said, here it is in plain and simple English. Your thigh needs to be exercised, which is connected to your knee. You need to exercise. And I don't mean walking. And I looked at him. I kid you not. My hand saluted to you. I looked at that young man and I said, yo, mama, exercise. I'm guilty as charged, Kim. So I, if no one else listening, needs your help, beloved. Sister girl needs your help. Because when that young man and all his PhDs and degrees and information told old girl that it was about exercise, I said, yo, mama. I said, young man. I mean, you know, he's younger than me, as they all seem to be, these physicians. And I'm so thankful for him. He laid it all out. So exercise must be, the catch of the story is exercise must be broken down. It's not only cardiovascular, which is what he was explaining to me, but there's this thing called atrophy of the muscle, which means the muscle begins to fall away from the bone. And you may think you have arthritis, and you do not. And I refuse to accept arthritis, but I wanted to go have a picture taken. And I just wanted to share that with you, Kim. So you're talking about exercise, and I'm telling you also, it is true. We need to exercise our heart and all of our muscles. That's where we meet these challenges physically. Is that correct, Kim? I hope I'm saying that's it right correct. By sharing my thank testimony.
You. Thank you so much for sharing your testimony.
Embarrassing as it is, but yes. And yes, I did say your mama to him. I really did.
That's why I'm still laughing. But,
I meant it in love.
You're probably going to say your mama to me because I'm in agreement with him. You know, all we got to do, Miss V, is get you that mini trampoline. You can start there, and that's going to help you a lot. And cutting down on the carbs and incorporating more live food and keep drinking your water, and you won't have that anymore. But definitely the exercise is going to be a big plus for you. So say your mama now.
I can't do that. I mean, I want you, after you put me to the test, maybe that might come up. How's that?
Okay.
Listen, we've got 3 minutes left in the show. I just want to say over and over again, you have been a delight. So very, very quickly, talk to us, please, 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 about Health and Beauty, your whole Beauty Zone site. Talk to us about Inner Beauty, Outer Health. I'm sorry, Inner Health, Outer Beauty. Very quickly, share that with us.
Right. Well, Inner Beauty, Outer Health. I'm sorry, Inner Health, Outer Beauty is about taking in and about using products that are made from natural sources. It's also about eating great food. And I have a great skincare line that will help people do that and incorporating that along with also the rest of your regimen. And so on my website, you will see what's there. I'll be happy to talk more about it. But this is made from supplements and vitamins from farms that have never been harvested with pesticides or herbicides or anything that is harmful to the skin. There's vitamins in there, the nutrients and the supplements from my nutrient and supplement program and products. And that's all been added into this skincare line to help people to look beautiful. And awesome. You incorporate that with what you're eating, and changing your eating habits and eating well and drinking plenty of water. So I'm willing to help anybody that wants to take that move forward.
Excellent, excellent. I'm going to take you up on that, Kim. That's my promise, and I appreciate you again. Listen, we're about to close it down right now, but again, for anyone who's curious and didn't jot it down, our guest has been Miss A. Kim McCray, health and wellness coach, owner, operator of McCray Enterprises, a web-based wellness solution. Folks, be sure to reach out to Kim via the World Wide Web at amcray2qhealthbeauty.com or her email, akimmcray@gmail.com. You will be glad you did. Now, here's a final thought. I always going to close out with a final thought. When you think you are at your wit's end and no answers in sight, look up. As sure as the sky is above you and is limitless, so are your possibilities. So until next time, folks, it's yours truly, Miss V on the scene, bidding you grace, peace, and completeness. Thanks for sharing your time with me. I'm out.